Zach Fairley has always had a passion for movies and filmmaking. Though he just graduated from Illinois State University a year ago, he already has two short films to his credit, including his latest, Black Book, which has its premiere tomorrow at the Normal Theater, with another showing May 3rd. Fairley started young, acquiring his first video camera at the age of 15. Now he has his own studio, Vigilant, where he produced his first work, the comedy Beyond Normal.
It was straight out of the mind of a college guy. We used a lot of like our own humor, which sometimes is a little raunchy. Translated a lot of that into the story. One of my favorite shows is Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that I wanted to shoot that film was very much so similar to the look that they do for that show. You know, wide angle, kind of shaky camera movements, kind of having very outrageous characters.
Well, look who it is, Brian.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Why the long face, man?
I had a rough night.
Didn't you have that date last night?
The f***? I haven't even seen you near a girl and you had a date last night?
Yeah.
How come you didn't tell me?
So what happened?
Well, she was a really nice girl.
All right, wait, what are we talking nice here? Wisconsin scale? Because I banged a 9.5 last night.
I'm not taking beer or cheese into account. She was a really nice girl.
So you banged?
No. But I could have if I wanted to.
Where'd you meet her again?
Well, she's the bartender over at Harvey's Tap. But I officially met her on this new dating app called Pinder.
But listen, man, if you're not gonna f*** her, then I'm gonna have to.
No, you can't.
Now, your second film that you've made, a short film, is called Black Book. And we have a girl who buys her boyfriend a rare book. Tell me about the inspiration for Black Book.
Just like filmmaking, I've always kind of had like an interest in that kind of paranormal aspect. James Wan, he did The Conjuring films and Insidious, and I think his filmmaking is incredible.
So you were inspired by his work?
Yeah, one of like the biggest elements that I wanted to bring to this movie that I learned through him is kind of letting the audience create the fear for themselves. And what I mean by that is, for example, the movie Signs. That movie scared me a lot when it first came out.
Me too.
And I loved it, but I felt like all the fear got ruined at the very end when they showed the alien, because it kind of put a face to this mysterious figure you were imagining the entire film. So I wanted to keep that element. So our main antagonist, you never fully see what he looks like. And so I want the audience to kind of interpret that for themselves.
So they're really investing more of themselves and their own imagination and their own fears into your narrative.
Exactly.
Which can be a whole lot scarier because only we know what scares us.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was the element that I tried to convey into the film, whether or not that works. That was the goal.
You cast Illinois State University students in your film. Why do you make that choice?
None of us make a profit off these. We all just do it for fun. We did a talent casting auditions, and we had 15 individuals audition for the two lead roles. And of those, Adam Rabora and Anastasia Ferguson were, in our opinions, the best fit for those characters. Like you said, they both go here and they're both theater majors, and there's a lot of time invested into these and a lot of passion, and it's important to make sure that the individuals that you work with also share that passion, because if we're not making money, it's really just based on wanting to tell a good story, and you can only do that if everybody's invested the same. I feel like Adam and Anastasia both share that passion. They helped Vigilant Studios make this film. I hope that it's able to help them, you know, for their future endeavors with acting as well.
You are helping their careers get a start. They can get a leg up. They've got something for their audition reel.
Yeah, I hope so. Something to show. I directed this thing, but I couldn't have made this thing without everybody who was involved with it. And so it's really a collaborative effort to make this thing. And so I love that aspect too, of just putting all these people together and letting each person kind of put their talents out there and throw their ideas out there and bring up things that you never would have thought of. Very fortunate for my cast and crew for this one.
Well, how will something like Black Book help you and your career? Are you looking to put this on the film festival circuit?
We are planning to submit this to several film festivals. I don't know how many yet. Each one has an entry fee, and my production partner, Ricky, and myself, you know, we fund all the expenses for what we do. You know, obviously, we're both newly out of college, and we don't have, you know, thousands of dollars to dump into making these films, so we just kind of have to do the best with what we got. we're trying to be strategic about which ones we submit to. Our end game is that we would like to eventually make full feature films. And we've actually spent probably the past 9 months or so writing the script for our first one. And it's a dramedy. But at the same time, we also have ideas for two other short films. And we would like to do those prior to that. I think that Black Book, every aspect actually, from the way it was shot, to the lighting, to the acting, to the writing, is a huge leg up from Beyond Normal. And so I think if we continue trying to just make each film better than the last, after we have four or five shorts ready to go, we'll have something to show to maybe get like a Kickstarter or GoFundMe and have some sort of, even if it's just a small budget, to make a full feature.
John Sayles does crowdfunding.
Oh, really?
With some of his works as well. So you're basically following in that indie film tradition, mm-hmm. with looking at perhaps doing some crowdfunding for your upcoming projects.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, I think the aspects of the independent genre of films, I think there's a lot more area for creativity than working in Hollywood. Yeah, that would be great. But at the same time, I feel like you get into that blockbuster mindset where you're just trying to make money. And right now, our focus isn't making money. It's just trying to tell a good story. I like that independent, feel for films. And I feel like the ones that I connect with the most are films that come out of Sundance that otherwise people wouldn't see if it wasn't in a festival like that.
So you shot here around Bloomington Normal. Was the town agreeable to you making a film? I mean, you didn't have any trouble getting permits or have to deal with any problems like that? I mean, one of your locales in Black Book is Babbitt's Books in Uptown Normal.
Yeah, for both our first film and this one, we've just been very fortunate with the help of the community. We don't have basically any budget, really. It's very tiny, if anything, and we have to use our resources. And so for our first film, Tyler Holloway owns Fat Jack's, and he agreed to let us film there. And then one of my friends was a server over at Medici, and one of his bosses was a banquet manager. And he agreed to let us film part of that film there. In this case, we kind of just walked into Babbitt's one day and talked to one of the guys named Seth, and he's a really nice guy, and explained kind of what we wanted to do, and they were fully supportive of letting us come in there. We were only going to be there for one morning for a couple hours. That one morning turned into 4 or 5 hours, and then we also had to come back and do reshoots, and they were completely accommodating, which was great.
Can I help you find something?
I was wondering if you had anything on medieval legends. It's my fiancé's birthday today, and I've been so busy, I really haven't had the chance to get him anything.
We have a small collection in the back.
Great.
This book was donated to us 12 years ago.
It looks like some of his old coursework. Do you know anything about it?
I contacted several ministries and none of them would discuss it.
Another location we used was Mavidia Technology Group. My mom's an office manager there, and they're not operating on the weekends, but their space is this brand new, very tech-based company. It served a great, setting for an office setting.
Zach, can making short films really advance your career? Is there a storied history of that in the film industry?
I would like to eventually make films as a career. It's a very tiresome process, and so I work full-time, and so I have my day job, and
you work at State Farm in video production?
Yeah, and our audio engineer, all of us kind of wear multiple hats with our crew, and so his name's Steven Williams, and he's a very talented individual. He wrote all the music with two of his buddies for the film, did all the sound design, audio post-production, and was even the field mic leader. So he's invested probably close to 100 hours on this thing, and he also works with me at State Farm doing audio work. So I mean,
so it really has to be something you love doing.
Yeah.
This is not for money. This is for the joy of filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep your spirits up, though?
I just keep thinking about the final outcome. I've seen this thing from the beginning when it was just an idea in our heads all the way until now when we're about to put it out to the theater. And so there have been moments, and even with Beyond Normal, where I did think that, maybe this thing isn't going to get made, or we'd be you know, halfway through production, and I would feel like I'm not as happy with this as I could be, or this is going to be too much work. I don't know if we can push this out. And especially these past few weeks has been really rough, knowing that, okay, the 29th of this month, this thing is coming out, and we're still tweaking color and doing final mixes on the audio. So it's just down to the wire kind of vibe. But, you know, it is really stressful, but it's also rewarding to think about that night and getting that audience reaction, you know, and seeing what people think of it.
That's Zach Fairley from Vigilant Studios. His new short film, Black Book, is showing at the Normal Theater tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m., also on May the 3rd. Admission is free. I'm Laura Kennedy.